University of Southern California is one of the many universities in California that has required their students to get their booster shot before returning to classes this spring. The campus is located in the heart of South Los Angeles, and USC's plan to address COVID-19 goes beyond just protecting those at the university.
We have an opportunity to not only protect the people that are part of USC, but everyone who is the Angelenos around us.
This is Sarah Van Orman. She's the chief health officer at USC Student Health. In fact, universities all over Southern California have implemented their own safety measures, such as completing a return to campus training and taking their temperature every day.
You have no idea what some people's health factors are. The virus could affect many people in many different ways.
That's Joshua Rhodes, a student at Cal State Northridge. Some students agree with Rhodes, but there has been resistance to school rules. Just 2 weeks ago, a student sued the Santa Monica Community College District for implementing a rule that requires students to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Their lawyer calls the rule unconstitutional. In Arizona, college students at Arizona State University and other universities aren't required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. That's despite the surge of cases in both Arizona and California this winter. Will Humble is the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association. He says a lot of it has to do with local politics.
In Arizona, we've got a governor that's micromanaging universities and making it nearly impossible for them to implement these kinds of mitigation measures.
We reached out to the governor's office for comment and did not receive a response. Humble says the best decision for schools would be to require vaccines.
You're going to have less absenteeism. You're going to have fewer disruptions in the classroom. You're going to have fewer disruptions in research. You're going to have better attendance by the students.
Humble says he hopes more universities, like those in California, will start to implement vaccine requirements so that everyone can learn safely. In Los Angeles, I'm Karen Marroquin, Cronkite News.